Welcome back to the third season of the Study Abroad Tips podcast.
In this video, we'll look at the main differences between these two destinations and their education systems. I'm Prithvi, your guide at iSchool Connect for studying abroad. And we'll talk about things like education system, costs, universities, options for staying after your studies in this video. Remember, it's about finding what is best for you, matching your field of study, budget, and career goals. Will it be the United States with its stars and stripes or the United Kingdom with its rich history? Let's figure it out. UK versus US education system. First, let's talk about the method of education. In the US, education is very hands-on. Students do practical things like projects, research, and internship, not just theory. It's a well-rounded way of learning that gets you ready for the real world. Now, in the UK, it is more focused on theory. Students go deep into the chosen subjects and become experts in them. But there are fewer chances to explore different subjects. It's about mastering the basics. Next, we have course duration. This is a big deal. In the US, most bachelor programs take 4 years, and you have more time to learn and specialize. But in the UK, it's a bit different. Undergraduate programs usually finish in just 3 years, so you get your degree faster. For those interested in master's degrees, the US has 2-year programs, which means more time for studying and research. In the UK, master's programs are usually just 1 year, so you specialize more quickly. But here's something to remember. Most US master's programs need you to have a 12+4 educational background before you can apply. So keep that in mind. UK versus US top universities. Let's start with the United Kingdom, known for its excellent education. It's famous for engineering, science, art, business, management, law, and finance. Every year, it welcomes more than 60,000 international students. It's not surprising that 4 of the top 10 universities of the QS World University ranking are in the UK. This shows how good their education is. Some of the top UK universities that attract students and researchers from all over the world include University of Oxford, the University of Cambridge, Imperial College London, University College London, the University of Edinburgh. Now, let's go to the United States, a place known for innovation and excellent education. Did you know that 33 of the world's top 100 universities are in the US? This shows how committed the US is to providing top-notch education. US universities focus on practical, hands-on learning, giving students access to the latest technology and some of the smartest professors around. Here are top US universities: Harvard University, Stanford University, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, University of California, Berkeley, New York University. Cost of studying and living in UK versus the US. Now, let's talk about how much it costs to study. Remember, the cost can be very different depending on where you study and what you study. Here's how much it costs to study in the UK compared to the US. £10,000 to £26,000 per year in the UK and $25,000 to $55,000 per year in the US. But keep in mind, there are specialized programs like engineering, medicine, and MBA that can be more expensive. Now, let's think about the cost of living. Studying abroad means you have to pay for things like housing, food, transportation, Wi-Fi, and travel. On an average, here's what it might cost to live in the UK versus the US. Around £9,600 to £15,600 per year in the UK, and around $8,000 to $12,000 per year in the US. Living in the big cities can be more expensive, but smart students can find affordable places to live and save money. Stay back policy. Let's talk about staying after your studies. In the US, when you finish your university studies, you usually have 3 months to find a job. Once you do, you can stay up to 12 months and work. If you are in a STEM field, like science or technology, you get an extra 24 months to live and work over there, which is great for your career. Now, in the UK, there's a new rule. It doesn't matter what you have studied, what job you have, or how much you earn. You can stay and work for 2 whole years after graduating. This is a big deal and gives you a lot of time to start your career in the UK. So, which is better, UK or the US? Well, it depends on a few things. What do you want to study and your academic goals? Which universities are best for your field? If you are eligible to apply in your chosen country? How much does it cost to study and live there? And most importantly, if the immigration policies help your career goals? Once you think about these things, you'll know which country is best for your education and your career. As we finish comparing studies in the UK and the US for international students, remember that both countries have great educational opportunities. Each has its pros and cons. It's not about one being better. It's about what is best for you. So do your research, think about it, and make a smart choice. If you found our video helpful, please like it. Subscribe for more educational content and share it with other students aiming to study abroad. Thank you.